Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Old pizza. I'm just giving this a moment to imagine it being real. You've got a panther in a motel bathroom. Old pizza.
Seems.
Where are you getting this pizza?
Seems faulty right from the inception here.
Old pizza sounds funny, but old pizza, like, what is he eating? He'd have to be eating many pizzas a day, but just not finishing them. A panther, how many pizzas could a panther eat in, like, one setting? Sitting. One sitting.
A whole sheet pie.
10. I'm just feeding it old pizza.
Yeah.
How far is that getting you? Panther's like, oh, I got a couple of, here's a couple of pieces of cheese and pepperoni pizza from lunch. Oh, that's great. Thanks. I'm all set for another day. I don't think so.
Yeah.
The panther's going to need more food than that.
I think a good question is maybe how discerning is this panther? Like, how old is the pizza? You know, because, you know, that there comes a point there, you know, you just, like, even if it's been in the fridge, it's like, that's from Saturday. I don't know.
Panther doesn't care.
Panther doesn't care. Okay, good. Then,
I mean,
well, then,
well,
in that case,
your dog.
You could just be, like, stacking up, you know, whatever. Get a pizza, eat half of it, save half of it, and the panther's all set.
No, for like 5 minutes. Think about your dog. I mean, doesn't your dog eat, like, tissues and stuff and paper? Mine does. This is my second dog, and they both loved paper products.
Define eat. Occasionally, there are things pulled out of the garbage, but they don't really get eaten. They more get... And I still... Fred's eight. I'm not really... I haven't really discerned what exactly the message is when he does this. Like, pay attention to me, take me for walks, feed me, play with me, pet me... Or just, I don't know, it's just obnoxious. But it's like, you know, tissues mostly.
When he eats paper.
But he doesn't really eat it, though. It's like he gets it out and just sort of leaves it.
He taunts you with it.
Yeah, he leaves it.
Come and get it.
Leaves it in the hallway outside the upstairs bathroom.
Well, I mean, classic Margot is whether it's a used tissue, paper towel. These things happen to be sitting around, I got to admit, sometimes in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Used tissues. They don't always make it to the garbage, apparently.
Mm.
Hats.
That happens
winter
in
hats.
Our house, too, but Fred never touches it unless it's in the garbage. He gets it out of the garbage.
Winter hats with the, like, the pom-pom sort of top there, the toques.
Yeah.
Her game is, if anybody leaves any of these things out, you leave the closet door open, you leave the bathroom door open. The kids' rooms, dare I say it, she comes out with anything from these rooms. This is a one-year-old pug, sits on the couch and stares you down, and you can't catch her. So the only move that I have ever been able to think of that works is a blueberry or cheese. Like, if you, all right, you're rewarding her for eating the garbage, which is not really how it should work, but there's no other way. She is going to tear apart that tissue, that hat, and you're never going to catch her. You're never going to get it from her unless you give her something else to eat. That is the game we play.
I feel pretty lucky that Fred is not really a destructor, chewer, like any. He's never messed with any single. The big dogs we had, the Mastiffs, Maggie and then Pearl, had their moments. Like, each of them it wasn't frequent, but they got a hold of something and be like, oh, I really like that hat. You know, one of those. Fred, knock on something here. I mean, I hope it continues.
It's not gonna start. Yeah.
He's never been like that.
He's not going to become that, right?
No, I wouldn't think so at this point.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is my dog ever going to become the other type that doesn't eat everything on the floor just so she can get another blueberry or another slice of provolone?
Right.
Okay, well, this should be a fun day.
Provolone?
Yeah, that's her cheese. That's her. That's I don't know how we have it in the house. She loves it. That was determined. So provolone, yeah. Wow. Why is it too high end?
I don't know. Oh, no. I just, any kind of cheese and Fred just sounds like we'd be asking for real trouble.
Well, he doesn't eat hats.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I don't know either, but
provolone,
yes.
Cheese would not be good for Fred. I'm just kidding. He might love it, but I'm just saying I think we might pay a steep price.
This was me today. This is my wife normally on walks. Today I took Margo for a walk, and I have a bag of crumbled provolone so that she doesn't walk too far in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Stay here. If you do that for a few steps, cheese. But you can't say cheese in the house unless it's for Margo, because the word cheese is like
a cue for a treat.
Sirens.
Yeah, right.
What? Who said cheese?
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm standing right here now. I just sped over to your feet. I'm waiting for my piece of cheese. If the show is on in my house right now, which it isn't, but it's going to be, it would be a disaster. All the times I'm saying, my voice saying cheese would just send her into a tizzy. Right now. I hope that's not what is happening. I'm sure it isn't. All right. It should be a fun day. We've got Trista. We have Ross Tucker at 4, moved up. He's got a game to call tonight. We have Sal before he takes a break. So we'll fit Sal in here on a Tuesday, of course. And Paul as well at the end before the Sabres California trip starts tomorrow night. So, you know.
Load it up.
Hopefully we can get our
thoughts in. We got a lot to do. Yeah.
And before all of that, reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Some are calling it the greatest business decision of all time. Empire Electric sponsoring the reverse AFC power rankings in a season like this. Some are calling it that.
I feel confident that they'd be happy with how this has gone.
I would like to think so.
So I'm hopeful of that.
Plus, there was that one day I went into how I couldn't turn my light on and stuff. We gave them extra.
Right.
Not because they were unable to fix it. I didn't get that far.
Right.
I was unable to fix it. Okay. 16. Here's last week's.
I've thought about this whole operation. Oh, I shouldn't say that. The middle region is still going to be a mess. Like, I don't know. The bunch of teams that are around 500 and in the hunt, I'm not sure how I'll stack them up. But I was thinking today mostly about teams that are going to be starting over and are nowhere, you know, at the same time in the standings. And I feel like the Raiders have to be the 16.
I'll say Jets. I just think
it worked.
I just think the degree of embarrassment and humiliation that continues.
Yep.
Now they fired their GM.
Mm-hmm.
Is more. It's worse. It's worse than the Raiders because it's just been. It was such a big bet. It has completely imploded. I made the bet with them. I love the idea. It's been a complete disaster. It gets worse every week. Firings. All of it.
I don't know if I've ever been more right about anything in the history of having this job than I have been about how this would go for the Jets.
Maybe. That might be true.
I mean, it's too bad I work in Buffalo. I don't know. Who knows if I would have felt the same way if I was doing this in New York. Anyway.
You think you could have gotten like a bonus?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I don't think that's how it works. Well, good. Yeah, and they're you know, they don't have the worst record. They have one more win than the teams with the worst record. And they are nowhere. Yeah, they're starting over, including, you know, I would assume at quarterback again. And that, you know, that'll give them a chance to get better sooner than later. I mean, extending this Rodgers experiment into another year would be ridiculous at this point.
Yep.
So that's maybe the best thing they have going for them is that this all signals that that's over. And they can, you know, try to claw their way out of the wreckage they've created and start over again. But I don't know, man. Like, it's New York and it's the NFL. So, like, somebody with credibility is going to take those jobs. But, man, The owner,
like Robert Sala?
Right, the owner.
And Jeff Ulbrich?
The owner is taking a beating right now, and rightly so. Like, it might be the least desirable big market NFL job that's ever existed.
It might.
And that warrants number 16.
Cheers, 16. Okay. 15.
I'll say Raiders next.
Sure. Okay. I mean, they're all about the same.
Yeah.
14. Titans.
Titans, yes.
There. So I did that show yesterday, ADP Chasing. I'm going to be on Monday mornings. And of the three of us, maybe Pat and I are close, Davis Maddock really knows college football. Like, that's a guy who can talk about next year's draft. And he's like, there shouldn't be one quarterback picked in the first round. There will be,
of course,
but there shouldn't be.
Right.
There's a lot of top players, but none of them is a quarterback. Huh. Like, Sanders will be picked in the first round, and
Cam Ward. I kind of like Cam. I haven't studied him, but I've liked him when I've watched him. But it's mostly just highlights.
That's his opinion. These teams that are wanting to start over, last couple of years, it's
not
been
a pretty rich market. Not a great year for that?
Maybe not. I'm not saying that like I know that, but
all right.
That's what he said. 13.
Browns.
Jacksonville.
See, Jacksonville, to me, the criteria I mentioned at the outset here, they still have Lawrence. Like, that's a better walking off point than I think the Browns are at. The Browns are, both teams are going to do the same things, I would expect. Like, just clean house, we're starting over. But the Browns have got to go into maybe not a very rich quarterback draft, according to one industry insider.
Yes.
Like how he did that, I turned that right into that. The Jaguars, maybe this will be worse for them in the long run, but they've got Lawrence, they're committed to that. Maybe he is still recoverable.
Well, that's the question. Like, if you could, don't worry about the salary cap, the money. If the Browns could take Trevor Lawrence, would they? And his contract? Like, would you do that? Just take him. Is that better for Cleveland than being where they are? I feel like Watson's probably done.
Yeah.
Winston is Winston. Like, maybe he gets them through the season.
You might be better off starting clean. Yeah, you might be better off starting clean. It really just depends on whether you believe in Lawrence at all. But the money makes it hard to want to take that bet.
The money makes it hard, and then him being the number one overall pick, and now what are we, year 3-4, and they might be the number one overall pick. That also, I know QBs are, QB wins is not a stat, I get it, but that's a tough look.
It's longer than that, right?
Lawrence,
this is his fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
That looks even worse.
Maybe over. Yeah, I think that we know this. Maybe this is Eichel a little bit, where it's like there's such high expectations, and then as you go along, the longer you go before you reach them, the more tense and even ugly it can get. So guys like that sometimes just have to go to new teams. Like, you sort of just both agree, this isn't good for us, it's not good for you, and then you go to your new team and, good luck to you. So I think it's a little bit of that with Lawrence. I don't know how disliked or anything he is there, or unpopular he is as a player. But, I know what the consensus is about him overall, which is like it's very suspect what he'll be able to do in his career. Well,
all right, I'm fine with them then here.
Jags?
Yeah.
Okay. 12.
Then I'll say Browns next then.
Okay. 11, New England?
I guess it has to be. I really feel like Drake May is, like, arrows are pointing up big time with him. But the rest of the roster still is just so lacking.
Yeah, the roster's bad.
And there's really not another team. Like, everybody, all the other, teams that would be vying for a spot here are already behind them, or above them, excuse me. Well, how do we do this again?
Above,
okay. I think New England almost has to be next, because then you're into the Bengals and the Dolphins and the Colts. New England does not outrank any of those teams, but May looks nice. Like, he's getting a lot of, I think, pretty rave reviews here.
Completely agree. 10.
I'll say Bengals.
Miami. Who would you rather play? Not close for me.
Not close, okay.
Not really. Not close for me.
I think it's close. The Bengals have been scary to me. I just don't think they're what they've been on defense anymore. And Miami's defense, Chop Robinson looks like a weapon coming off the edge. Really, ever since the Bills rematch. I feel like they're, I don't know, I'm kind of not nuts about the idea of Miami sneaking in and having to deal with them a third time this year myself.
I'm going to go Miami here, but I'm much closer. I had to think about that.
9.
Bengals.
I'll say Bengals, yeah.
I think they're just too top-heavy. Burrow and Chase are truly top five guys at their position. Trey Hendrickson's also really good, but most of that Chargers game was bad. And then the Chargers try to blow it. Bengals are great, but... Ooh.
8. Indianapolis. Again, who else would it be?
Right. I mean, it's Denver or them. And I'm flip a coin. I said at the outset here, like, I don't know, the middle region, I'm not really going to be splitting hairs. They're all pretty similar to me. So, no, you know, no use really pounding the table. I don't feel strongly about one or the other.
Denver deserves some credit. Nobody wanted to give them any. No benefit of the doubt was afforded the Broncos. Bo Nix was, like, around early.
Mm-hmm.
The coach was kind of embarrassing and maybe just sort of past his prime, if you will. And, like, they're surviving.
Yeah, Nix is getting... I saw him after the weekend mentioned as, like, hey, you know, at least consider him for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, Jayden Daniels has been cruising to that award, seemingly. But maybe Nix, I don't know, there's still, you know, still a lot of football left.
I got a text this morning from Sneaky Joe about Bowers for this. Probably going to break the tight end records.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy on Friday was like, Nix is still a candidate for that award. We didn't talk about Bowers. Maybe that's just too unlikely. But another huge game for him on Sunday. On a bad team, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
7, Houston.
Love it.
Pretty good night.
Sure. They're okay. Playing Dallas. I mean, everybody beats Dallas by 20 at home in Dallas. So
holy cow.
Just what a joke they are.
The first play, the Collins play that got called back.
I did not see the beginning.
I mean, what, 89 yards or something on the first play on a screen pass?
Oh, no, I did. I was there for that. I'm sorry. Yes, I did
see
that.
Rule of cool, it should have stood, but right. We get it.
Illegal formation. Craig Rolstad was the ref last night. Over recent years... It's got to be intentional. The NFL wants these, like, hulking bodybuilder types to be the referees. Like, you've just got biceps ripping through the jerseys now at the referee position, if you will, except for him. He is full dad bod, like, 5 o'clock shadow. He's my guy. Like, he's fighting against big, hulking muscle refs.
Right.
It's
all Ed Hockley's fault.
It's going to be a lawsuit. At some point, he'll get fired, and it'll be because he can't bench 300 pounds, and he'll win in court.
Wow, you showed up loaded on the ref from last night. I love it.
Well, I wanted to tweet it. All I did tweet was, like, they called penalties on the first two plays, and then, Joe Buck, it must be Monday. Both obviously correct calls, but no, let's blame the refs. We don't want them to call penalties because, you know, it's a TV show. We don't want that. We don't want it to be fair. We just want to make sure everybody gets home on time. I really dislike and resent that from announcers, you know? Like, at least acknowledge that the calls are right before you have your yucks over the fact that, oh, must be Monday. What? Is that even a thing, by the way? Like, are there Bills Jets on the Monday night was loaded with flags.
Mess, yeah.
But, like, really? I mean, let's see the chart on that, Joe. Let's see that. Let's see the proof. Let's see. Let's just maybe care about that... Calls being right should probably be made. You know? Maybe. 6. Chiefs.
No.
Denver.
I'm not going to the Chiefs before
Denver should have beat them.
Other two teams in their division at this point. I'm not going to do that myself. I'm rocked by this Chiefs choice. I'll say Denver as well.
Denver should have beat them.
Sure.
On the road.
I agree.
They didn't, but they should have. Five.
Chargers.
Kansas City.
Chiefs.
I couldn't get there with
wow.
Denver right. being over them, but yeah.
You lost a game now. Now we can be fair and honest about how they right. look, which all is right. they look like they kind of suck. And they have
that,
all
I
year.
I don't know that I'd go to kind of suck, but they just don't look like the best team you've ever seen. And they didn't look like an unbeaten team, but they were.
Right. I mean, again, you can say, so what? A lot of people would say, so what to this? But if they didn't have their history, we would talk about them like they were that Vikings team or the Steelers the one year, mm-hmm. which is like, this is the luckiest team going. And I think that's still right. I mean, I think even, yes, they've won. You can give them more benefit of the doubt for what happens down the road because of that. But that doesn't change this idea that, like, because, you know, they're winning every game by 3 points, that it somehow is impressive. I mean, it's not impressive. Four. Pittsburgh. Sorry. Oh, L.A. is still there?
The Chargers are still there. I'll stick with them for now.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh at four. Three.
L.A. Chargers? The Chargers are going to be three here? Yesterday, I was wondering if I was overreacting to watching them on Sunday night and really sitting with them for the first time and kind of talking them up, and I think you felt like maybe I was, and here they are, three.
Last week, five. Week before, four.
Harbaugh effect right there.
Steady climb. All right.
Descent or descent.
Thank you. Yes.
Two.
Baltimore.
Got to be, right? Four losses.
Yeah.
One Bills.
Sure. They beat the Bills. All right.
Imagine. I mean, it's not supposed to work like this, but imagine, like, everything that we've just been talking about and feeling for the last few days, that game, and then yesterday, just everybody reveling in it, and we show up and put the Ravens as number one.
Well, they beat the Bills. I mean, not only did they beat them, they blew them out.
And their four losses, including one on Sunday.
To a team that only kicked field goals against them.
Nah, that seems a little much. Bills at one. It's deserved. There it is. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Trista Crick after the break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.